Hello, my friends. I've been away from this podcast that I had started some time ago regarding my coaching business called Vitarium Coaching. And the world has changed quite a lot since my last recording. I was seeking to give useful information regarding success, regarding achieving a person's goals in what I perceive to be the material world. Now, in these last few days, and because of what's happening to the world and some changes that I have been experimenting, that I have been feeling, I must announce that I would like to start a series of taking a word of hope, a word of faith, a word that can bring the truth as the truth is understood in the Bible. I've been seeking this in prayer. I've been seeking God's permission or instructions in what to do, if I can contribute in some way or some form to help bring the message of salvation and hope and let God do the work. I just want to announce the good news. Now, with that said, nobody may listen at all. I may be like a voice that claims in the desert, that speaks in the desert with nobody listening or willing to listen. But I do feel that the time is appropriate, and I had confirmation of this last night as a sister in faith wrote a compelling message that we must seek the Lord. And where do we start to seek the Lord, you may ask? Well, we have a book that is called the Bible. It is a written word of God, and it has a glorious message of creation, redemption, and eternal life with God. This word has always been under attack by the secular world, by the non-believing world, by hosts of darkness that we cannot see and that control this world. There has been many conspiracy theories right now coming out in the forefront because of what's going on with this virus that has hit the world. How much of it is true? How much of it is untrue? We don't know. But we can only put our faith and trust in the Lord. Because out of the ungodly world, the Lord always chooses people to follow him and be part of his chosen people. And God has a wonderful plan of salvation and everlasting joy for those of us who pay heed to his voice and respond to his call. Believe in his word and receive his incarnate Son as Savior and Lord. And you can rest assured that a miraculous and glorious transformation will happen to you. I really don't know where to start other than what I've said, but I will let God guide me through the Bible in being able to announce this glorious message of salvation that God has put in our hands. Many countries, may I add, suffer because they would love to be able to read the Word of God. Yet in those countries, it is prohibited. In some countries, it may land you in jail, or you could receive beatings. Yes, You could be humiliated and sticked, stoned, whipped, sometimes even to death. Many nations, among which one has been in recent news lately, I won't get into that or say names for now, but we all know which nation actually persecutes Christians, persecutes those who believe in the word of God as spoken through the Bible. It is dangerous. One of my favorite charities is precisely helping those people that preach throughout the world and suffer greatly because of their love of God. It is very sad that here in North America, where we can buy many Bibles, many material that will lead us to the truth, we decide and prefer, choose not to pay attention to this great and holy book that contains the keys of life, the keys to an eternal life, the keys to salvation, the keys to peace, a peace that cannot be described but by only those who have obtained the touch of God. It is a peace that goes beyond any wordy and worldly description. I once had an instructor when I was initiating my walk with God. And I asked him, what or how can I provide or guide or provide guidance to somebody who would like to initiate himself in the study of the Word of God? And this very wise man told me that there are 8 books that if you don't have the time to do or read anything else, read the following books and you will have initiated that person in hopefully a lifelong habit that will not only provide them the salvation God wants them to have, but will also nourish his soul with wisdom, nourish his soul with food, water of the living well that never dries. And these books are the following books in the Bible. That pastor, that teacher, that good friend told me, tell a person to start reading the Genesis. The Genesis, because in this book, which is the first book of the Bible, we find the beginning of it all. We find how this whole thing started. We will find the creation of the world, what has happened, why it was created, and how the journey to form a nation began by our Lord and Savior. We also must tell a person to read the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse book, in certain Catholic circles. I'm not vouching for any denomination, but I'm just mentioning the two different names under which the last book of the Bible is known. It is the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse. And this book is important because it tells us of how it will all end. It will tell us how we will be able to recognize that the coming of the Lord is near. After that, you can have a person read the 4 Gospels, the book of Matthew, the book of Mark, the book of Luke, and the book of John. The Gospels, that's how they are known. The first 3 are named or known as the Synoptic Gospels. The last one, John's Gospel, is a little bit different. It talks a lot about the divinity of our Lord and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. These four books depict and describe the work of salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ did while he was in this world, that would allow us to reach him, to go to the Father through him. And in these books, you will find the way that a Christian must live. After that, the person can read the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms are an important book because it teaches us how to deal and praise God Almighty. It teaches us how we can create a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Finally, we have the Book of Proverbs, which is the worldly wisdom that the Lord has given us, revealing us how we can deal with our fellow man. This because we must know how to deal with men, which is kind of a tricky thing to do. And so in these eight books, we have a basic skeleton, a basic outline of what lies within the book that we know as the Bible. With this said, I am concluding my message for today, but I would like to leave with an invitation for you to pick up your Bible if you have one. If not, I would like you to get one. Now, if you don't know which Bible to choose, I will give in my next podcast a brief summary of the different versions that exist and which one is more fitting. I own several translations. I am very lucky in that the Lord has allowed me in these last 8 years since I was born again to collect a series of versions of the Bible where I can compare. But in today's world of cell phones and iPhones and tablets, iPads, and all these electronic marvels that we have at our fingertips, there's many applications that we can download, many for free, where we can start an appropriate study of the Bible. And by contact with this holy book, this most holy of books, start learning what it is that God has in store for you. What God has given us with what he did for the human race while he lived in this world. Thank you. I hope that this will be a series that people will find and eventually be able to obtain something out of it. It is from the bottom of my heart that I give it, for I know the time is near. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. And may you keep good countenance. Brighter days are soon to be here.